Welcome to the Nicholas Mindset Podcast, where we discuss and interview guests from all walks of life to hear their success, their struggles, their perspectives on life. You know, I'm Robert Nichols, and today we're going to be talking to one of our guests, the owner of the Salmon Stand here in Philadelphia. So yeah, man, so how's it going over there?
Everything's going good. Can't complain.
All right. Cool. Yeah, man. So I wanted to reach out to you because I saw you on the YouTube, the JL Jupiter, and you know, I was really impressed with the story, you know, the grind that you put in over there, you know, starting from, you know, some humble beginnings and, you know, really doing it over there. So, yeah, so I just wanted to get you on this podcast. So, you know, some of the viewers, future customers, listeners, you know, just so they can hear more about who's this man behind, the grilled salmon stand. So, yeah, because you can just tell us a little bit about your story, you know, and then we can unpack it from there.
Man, I don't even know where to start, man. It's been a long road. We started back in 2018. I started off right at Germantown in Erie. It's a landmark right across the street from the Clock Bar, famous for their crabs and stuff like that. And I went out there. I set up with a picnic table and charcoal grill. And I went out there on the weekends. I just started on the weekends. And at first, I wouldn't even sell no burgers, literally. I'd go out there, I might sell 4 or 5 burgers, honestly. Nobody would really give me a play. Just staying consistent. After that, it just all took off. People start spreading the word. Hey, this guy got some good product. These burgers is good. And it started from the weekends to me just going out there about 4 days out of the week. And then I just grinded it up until I saved some money to get a bigger truck, to get a cart. I invested in that. And then once the pandemic hit, it made me want to turn it up even more, to go more into myself. So that's when I took the leap of faith and just said, I'm gonna put 100% into my business. I'm gonna believe in myself. And ever since there, it's been up from there.
Okay.
So that's how that started.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, and that's quite interesting. So yeah, I have a few questions on that, what you just talked about. So you always been an entrepreneur? How did an entrepreneur bug come into you?
I always been an entrepreneur, but I also always been a worker. The hustle just in me. So, somebody said something on my page not too long ago, brought back memories. I used to go to school, and when I get out of high school, I used to go to Germantown and Shelton, and I used to sell books. So my cousin, my whole family, everybody got the hustle in them. But my cousin at the time, he was an entrepreneur. He had a bookstore, and I was working with him. And literally after school, I'd go and set up a stand and sell books. At that time, that's when a lot of the black authors was going on, the True to the Games and all of that. And I was hustling with that. Like, I always had the hustle in me. So at that time, I was working and doing that. So I always did both. I always, like they say, one is too close to none. So I always had two sources.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because nowadays, even before, you know, me, myself, you know, I had my little trials and tribulations back in the day, but it also gave me the idea where you can't depend on that one income. I mean, you got to have some kind of diversification, you know, in your portfolio, if it's doing something on the side, you know, whatnot. Yeah. And so, so you was working the 9 to 5, and then after that, you just said, all right, I'm going into, do my own business.
Yeah. I was always in the fast food, field. So I always cooked, I always cooked my whole life. I stayed in the kitchen. I learned how to cook. I stayed in the kitchen. And so I stayed where the food was at. So my first couple jobs, all my jobs was basically in that field as far as cooking food. So I took bits and pieces from every job I had. And my last job, right before I went full entrepreneur, I was working in a meat department. I was a butcher cutting meat. And, you know, they get pretty decent pay. You know, I was making a pretty penny, but at the same time, you know, I had more, I had bigger goals. I seen a bigger vision. So I, like I said, I took that leap of faith because I was doing both. I was working my 9-to-5 and doing my business for like a year and a half. I was working two, actually at one point I was working three jobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that actually answers my question, because I was actually wondering, you know, how did you get into the food business? Well, you kind of explained. I mean, you was always into the foods in the kitchen all the time. I mean, I guess that's where the passion came from, you know. Like, hey, you know, they're doing it here. I can go ahead and, you know, take this and do it myself.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I work for some pretty decent companies, so they always store certain things in people that, you know, I actually took from them, like the good qualities more so, you know, versus the bad parts. But I can say I did have some decent employers. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you take a little bit from everybody, you know, make the best product, service, you know, offers in for yourself.
Yeah.
You went into the salmon business. Is there a reason you went into salmon and not, you know, cheeseburgers or whatnot? I mean, is there a backstory to that?
Yeah. So I actually came from cheeseburgers. I was, to talk about that, I was working for a company. You might have heard of it. They're pretty popular. And it's funny because I kind of got the same backstory from the guy that started that business. So just to touch on that, I worked for a company. I gave them about 5 hard years. It was a company called Shake Shack. Might have heard of them. They're famous for fruit. Yeah. And
they even set up a whole bunch of shops over here in Asia.
Yeah, absolutely. They go, they worldwide now. But to give you a background on it, the CEO, Danny Myers, he started from a hot dog cart inside Central Park. So it started from a hot dog cart. Now he got over probably 200 locations now worldwide, and I'm talking international as well. But that's funny. So he started from a hot dog cart and then he evolved into the burgers. But long story short, I gave them 5 years of working and making burgers. And just the dedication of seeing how people go crazy for, you know, the burger, it made me think, what can I do? What can I do that could be different, that could make people go crazy? And, you know, I brainstormed and I thought. And then I always wanted to, you know, start my own business as far as in the food industry. But at the same time, I always wanted to be different because everywhere you look, you know, you got soul food, you got the mac and cheese, the yams, you know, you see that. So it's like people see that and they like, all right, I taste one, I kind of taste them all, you know. So it's like, you're going to get business, but at the same time, you want something that's going to drive a different crowd. And then one day it just hit me. Boom. I said, okay, I got something. And I played with it. And then it came to life. And that's where them weekends came in at, you know? And then that's when it evolves. You know, one thing about good food, the word spread. If it's good, they gonna tell somebody to tell somebody. So.
Yes, sir. Yep, exactly. Cause I was watching the YouTube video that you had did with JL Jupiter, and you were saying something how you wanted to also bring a healthy food to the community. because I know, because I'm in Singapore now, but when I was born in Chester, Pennsylvania, right out, and I stayed some time in South Philly, and I grew up there for, you know, what, 15 years, 20 years. And I also see the situation that you're talking about, because, like, you have all these mom and pop shops, you have all these, and everything is cheesesteak, tasty cakes, curd chips, and a Canada Dry drink. And you go to another place, it's, you know, the Chinese food, the, you know, just, I mean, it's not the best, but I mean, I guess during that time it's cheap. So, I mean, instead of, right, you know, going to get a salmon burger, I didn't even know about salmon burgers back then. I mean, it was just maybe catfish and, you know, whatnot. So, yeah. So tell me about that, your cause of trying to, you know, bring healthy food. Cause, I mean, instead of going with the burgers, cause salmon, you know, brings a lot of health benefits.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you got these places out here, you know, not to try to bash anybody companies, but, you know, you got these companies out here with the red meat and all of that. And, it's really not good for you. You know, I actually went vegan probably about like probably about 2 years ago, I say. I tried that.
Oh, wow.
It worked out not too good though, because I, like I said, at one point I was working three jobs. So I was all over the place, and a lot, you know, at the same time, that's why a lot of vegan companies is coming up too, because, you know, a lot of people is converted and not a lot of people accommodate them type of eaters, these type of eaters. So that was kind of hard for me going in between jobs and stuff like that. And I had lost a lot of weight and I didn't like that. So, you know, I had to go with C-Fit. So I had to get back on the meat, but, I'm gonna convert back over in the next couple months. Cause, you know, I like that. I mean, at least pescatarian, you know, as far as just on the street, yeah, fish diet and veggies and fruits and stuff like that. But, I want to see longevity for my people. You know, like I watched the show, you know, a Netflix series, and it was about, like, it was called What the Health. And it was, you know, basically touching topics on, you know, how the red meat and, you know, all that stuff is just not good for you. So when I thought about it, I said, what can be good for our people that is still like a great meal that they gonna love to enjoy? And, you know, the salmon is right now is a hot thing. You know, it's very popular. That's one of the top fish right now. And that's out that, you know, a lot of people is accustomed to that they like. So it just kind of, yeah, all like came full circle like that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, with, you know, what you're doing, because, I mean, you're helping the community at the same time, you know, you're providing for your family. So it was like, cause they say, like, I was watching the video, like, if you could solve a problem, like business is like me trying to come up with a new business. It's about solving a problem. Like, you know, Grab solved the problem, you know, Airbnb solved the problem. And if you're going to solve a problem, like say, like, you're trying to bring like healthy food to the community and whatnot, you know, big things can happen, because, I mean, it's not like too much, it ain't about the money, or it's about, you know, solving the cause and helping people. So, I mean, yeah, that's when I saw about your company.
Absolutely.
So what keeps you motivated every day? Like, you know, with your business, I mean, it's a lot of work, you know, you gotta get up in the morning, you gotta, you know, do your seasonings, and you gotta, I mean, I know it's a lot of work behind the scenes. It ain't just, you know, sitting up there flipping the, you know, your burgers or whatnot. I know there's a lot that goes behind the scenes. What keeps you motivated? You know, what goes on behind the scenes? Like a day in the life of, you know, the salmon guy.
You're right. It's definitely not easy. A lot of people think it is, but yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. The motivation part, it all comes from my upbringing, and also just, you know, wanting better, you know. And once you open that door, you know, it's kind of like people have high expectations for you. So, you know, and then, you know, what they say, you know, you got your haters watching and stuff like that. So they kind of, you know, like my man Wallow say, you know, the haters is my motivator. So, you know, that kind of drive you even more. But at the same time, you know, the biggest thing is just you know, family, you know, I got little ones that I got to provide for. So, you know, seeing them smile and happy when I could do things for them that I couldn't do before, that really motivated me. That really pushed my button. So, that right there alone, just seeing the smile on their face to be able to do things for them that I couldn't do in the past because, you know, it was just literally check to check, you know, paying bills, stuff like that. So that right there alone just keep me motivated, you know, being able to keep the bills paid and keep my family happy. So, and then also the customers as well. The customers, they motivate because knowing that they enjoy what I do and the type of energy that I bring when they come to experience the eat at my location, that gives me a lot of motivation as well to see the smiles on their face when they leave and the times when they come back and say, you know, oh, I loved it. I appreciate it. I'm back. Like, I enjoyed that. So that right there, that definitely bumps it up as well.
True. So you're working like 16 hours a day, 8 hours a day, like on a normal day when running your business.
The hours right now, and I kind of believe they could be shorter, but the way I do things, I want to give everyone the freshest product. So I do all my prepping on a day-to-day basis. Like, I could do it and just drag it all the way out, but I honestly do it on a day-to-day basis. I keep everything first day fresh basis. That's how I operate. So you get the freshest of the fresh. So it's like that kind of put me in a jam of almost like 16-hour days. Honestly, so I wake up, I start my morning 5 a.m. 5 a.m, I'm up and I'm moving around, going to the restaurant, going to the depot and stuff like that, going to our vendor, picking up product, and then going back to our commissary kitchen. And then I got two employees right now, and then one of them, they come in and they help me prep. So they in about 8 o'clock. So I got like 3 hours by myself. And then from there, we knocking it out together. And then it's off to going to the location and then actually putting in the work, satisfying the customers, and then breaking down. And then by that time, I got another employee that comes and help, and then she finished it off. But I'm honestly looking at like 16-hour days. So it's definitely a grind. So that's why right now I'm kind of operating on a Monday through Friday basis, because, you know, you still need time to, you know, enjoy your family and, you know, spend time with them. Yeah, and that's the whole overall goal of the entrepreneurship. You know, we all want to be financially free and stuff like that, but we also want to be on our own time and enjoy time with our family. So it's a hard grind. You know, you gotta stay motivated, dedication, you know, that's a lot of the key words right there to, you know, keeping it going. I mean, after a while, when you build up enough stamina and steam behind it, you know, it'll be able to run on its own. And then that's when you could kind of, you know, sit back and watch things. But the beginning part of the grind is definitely tiring. It's been a few times I was ready to call it. I was ready to, you know, I was ready to throw in the towel. I ain't gonna lie, but you know, I never been a quitter. So, you know, I just put my best foot forward. I dug deep, you know, and I'm grateful that I did.
Yeah, and it's funny how you say that, like you wanted to, you know, fold up the chair and call it a day. Cause I just did a podcast recently with somebody here, and they started a burger shop and, you know, very successful. Sold like over 700,000 burgers over 4 years. But he said the second day you wanted to wrap it up. It was the orders coming in, the customer service, everything. But he said the same thing you said. He was, hey, I put in an investment. You know, if I don't do this, I don't know what's the outcome going to be. So we just stood the cost. But the second day, he wanted to fold it up. But yeah, man. But that takes me to my other question. So, I mean, with your journey so far, I know you had some setbacks and some failures. Is there anything that you, any setbacks and failures that you learned from that you can take from? Along your journey?
Along my journey? Setbacks and failures? A lot of this, I could honestly say a lot of the setbacks came from not always believing. Well, not always putting that 100% into my business. You know, like I say, I was working a 9-to-5 and doing my business. And I was talking to somebody because I talk to a lot of people. You know, that's one thing that you have to do. You have to communicate and reach out, you know, because you never know who you're talking to. So that's why I treat all my customers the same. I treat everybody with the utmost respect, and I respect the same in return, you know. And you never know who you're speaking to. You never know who you're going to come across. And I was speaking to somebody, and they told me, they said, you know, you got a business. They said, I forget the exact words, but long story short, they basically said, if you only giving your business 50% and not the whole 100, then you ain't got no business. And when I sat back and thought about it, I'm like, you right. Because at the same time, I'm giving this job basically probably 75% and I'm only giving my business 25%. That don't add up. What am I doing here? You know? So that was kind of one of my biggest setbacks, because it was times I'd be at work and people would be calling me like, hey, you working? What you doing? And I'm like, I'm dragging it out. I'm like, I'm not going to be open till 4 o'clock or, you know, 5 o'clock or, you know, stuff like that. And I was dragging it out, and it makes my business look, because now my name is on it. So I'm putting my name on this business, and I'm kind of like back burning people that want to come and support my business, because I'm on someone else's clock. I'm on somebody else's time, giving them my time, and I'm not giving my business my time to dedicate to my customers. So when I thought about it, that's what kind of really pushed me, you know, to really put in that 100% in, because at the end of the day, you have to give your business 100%. If you don't give your business 100%, you're not going to get the results that you want. You have to dig in. You have to dig deep. So at that point in time, I said, you know, I gotta go all in. Like, what am I doing? Am I really believing in my business, or I'm just one foot in, one foot out, like praying that it works? You got to put all the work in. You got to get your business 100%, 110%. Got to.
Yeah, well said, man. Makes total sense. So with that being said, what is like your vision for yourself or for your company? Because I know when I watched that video, he said, I forget what the time date when that video was started, but you said you started at the chair and the charcoal grill. Then you say you got the current grills that you have right now. And you said in October, you're going to have the food truck, which, and you're not off, but you're only off for like 2 weeks. So, I mean, you're actually setting them goals and you're hitting them. So what is your vision going forward? Like, I mean, what do you see? Because, I mean, I see you're a visionary and you're hitting them, you're grinding, you know, you stay in the course.
Absolutely. So I'm taking it one step at a time, you know. So right now I'm focused on this. I actually got something else in the works as well. I just got a new partnership. I ain't going to speak too much on that because, you know, we still putting documentation into place. But it's going to be big. So if they follow my platform, you know, at the grill salmon stand, at the grill underscore salmon stand on Instagram, on Twitter at the salmon stand, you can follow those updates on there, or www.thegrillsalmonstand.com. You can follow that on there as well. But I got something to please with that. But between that and the new truck, I'm just focused on that right now because, you know, you can't never think too far ahead. You got to take it one step at a time because in this business is a whole lot that come with it. And, you know, if you get too far ahead of yourself, you kind of find yourself, you know, tripping over your own feet. And we don't want to do that. So we want to stand tall and we want to provide all our customers with the best service and with the best quality. So we're going to take it one step at a time. But I give it a year. Give it a year with the new plan that's in place right now. And then by then, I think, you know, we might, if things go as planned, then we could look into brick and mortar and try to get them you know, permanent location to come to.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know because I watch your Instagram. I mean, you're still grinding it out, though, but, I mean, you had to deal with the weather because, you know, you had the rain coming in. So, I mean, I think now with that your new one, though, you can actually work in with the...
You can handle the elements with now. The new, yeah, definitely grind it out, man. I ain't going to lie. I don't mind the rain. Actually, the rain is my favorite weather. Wow. So when it rains, sometimes I ain't really mind the rain. But it's the wind. You can't beat the wind. When them high winds coming in, that'd kick your butt, man. You know, blowing bonds out here and blowing the for you and blowing the fire out. So when it's windy, that's my kryptonite right there, man. But like you said, now we can stand the elements. So you know, it don't matter. We out there.
Yeah, that's a blessing. And so, so you're having this, I would consider a success from where you started to right now. What would you consider success in your own?
I'm trying to take this worldwide. So until then, we working, you know, I kind of the touch back on what I said about as far as the old job I had and the standpoint where he came from to where he at now. That's big motivation. You know, like I said, you know, he started from a hot dog cart in Central Park. And then, you know, they grinded out. And then they made an actual, like, small restaurant right there in the park. And then from there, it just branched out from one location to another location. You know, as time went on. So that was big motivation. And then one of my years working there for Christmas, they had gave out a book. He came out with a book. He published his own book. And it'd been a few years. I don't remember the exact title, but I believe that's his only book he published. But it was some key factors in that book that I tapped into. And it's just big motivation, like I said, like just to see that now, like you just said, they all over in Asia and stuff like that. It's just, I believe it's big. I got big plans for it. So I want it to be worldwide. So until then, that's what I call successful. When I could call you on a video chat and you like, hey, I just ate at your restaurant over here. So.
yeah, man. Cause when I be watching that video, I was like, man, cause I plan to come back next year. I was like, I gotta come to the stand, man. I gotta get up there. I'm tired of watching this video and watching them juicy burgers. Yeah. So is there any influential people that you follow or mentors that you follow that, you know, to help you go along with your journey, that you like read books or any books or like motivation speakers, things like that keep you motivated?
I take a liking to a few few people. But right now, I'm not going to lie. One of the big motivators, one of the top motivators right now in my city is Wallow 267. And,
got him.
You know, I salute him, you know. You know, he did a long bed, and he came home, and he had the blueprint, you know. He wrote it all down, and he accomplished his goals. So just waking up, you know, every morning, you know, that ain't the first thing I do is get on Instagram, but you know, that's in the routine of, you know, when you wake up, you know, washing your face, brushing your teeth and all that. And when you get a quick second, you know, like my favorite meal of the day is breakfast. So, you know, while I'm eating, you know, my bowl or whatever, I'm on my phone at the same time. I'm multitasking. And just to see him pop right on the timeline, you know, it's like I said, I get up 5 a.m. So to see him, you know, right there, he just poops 4 or 5 minutes ago. And he, you know, he running in the rain, and he like, you know, hey, you get busy, you know. So that's right there. And just to see where he came from, you know, just coming out of jail doing all them years and really becoming a millionaire and really like making his goals come true. That's big motivation. Like, so he one of the top motivators right now that, you know, I kind of, you know, look up to, and he hit it every time, you know, every time he talking about putting in the work, you know, getting up, stop being lazy, keeping bad vibes from around you, you know, keeping people around you that's on the same type of time that you on, or that's trying to get to where you going, you know, not nobody that's on some like, oh, I don't think you can do it, or oh, I wouldn't do that, you know, on some, let's go, like, let's do it. So right now, that's a big motivator right now in my eyes.
Yeah, I definitely be following him. $1 million worth of gang. Yeah, I watched one of the videos where he had like piles of his t-shirts pushing the car right to the back of the post office, talking about, you know, get your merch, you know, do something, you know, start your own brand. Yeah, he's definitely a motivator for me also.
Yeah, he did all that. Years come, you know, years in the prison, you know. He knew this. He was new to all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people knew about Instagram for years. He came out and he turned it upside down, you know. So big ups to him. You know, I salute him.
For sure. All right. Well, yeah, that kind of wraps it up. But I just wanted last question. Is there anything that you want to, you know, say for people that, you know, wanted to start this business up, and for your customers out there, anything you want to share that maybe I didn't touch on?
All I can say is just believe. Believe. That's if you think it, believe it, you can achieve it. And that's just plain and simple, you know, and never give up. Never give up. That's just, you know, that's as short and sweet as I could keep it. You know, I could get deep into it, but you know, we're going to keep it short and sweet. But that right there is just, if you think it, you can, and you believe it, make it happen. There's nothing but opportunity out here.
Well said. Yep. So, well, you already gave their, where people can find you at. I guess we can do it one more time at the end. Like, you know, where's your location at, and, you know, where they can find you at.
Oh yeah. So you could, right now, the location of the food cart you can find is at 3806 North Border Street. That's in, Philly, PA, zip 19140. And, if you're really not familiar with it, if you don't want to type in to the Google Maps and all of that, it's in the North Philly section. It's right between Pike and then Butler. And we right there. You can't miss us. On all the platforms, Instagram, you can find us at the THA Grill ED _ Salmon Sting. Twitter at Salmon Sting. And on Facebook, I believe it's the Grill Salmon Sting. You can find us on Facebook as well. Just look for our logo though. You know, you find this logo right here, always repping the brand. You know, and that's another thing.
Yes, sir.
Advertisement. Advertise your business. You know, I know y'all rock all these designers and all of that and stuff like that, but if you believe in your business, your hat need to have your logo on there, because you was walking advertisement. You never know who gonna see your logo, see your hat, see it sign on the back of your shirt, anything, and type it into their phone and come and support you. So advertisement is everything. Whether you gotta pay for it, whether you do it for free, whether you give people that you know that work in big places, give them t-shirts, tell them to wear it to work 5 days out the week. You know, advertisement is everything, because that's what drive these business. That's what drive these businesses out here. That's, you go to a baseball game, you see, first thing you see is a Pepsi sign or a Chick-fil-A sign, you know, the Philly sign. That's it's right in your face, you know? We do what we see. So we see that. Advertise your business. So that's another gem for you right there. So, you know, advertise your business.
All right. Well said. Well, man, it's been a pleasure, man. I want to thank you for taking your time. You know, I know you, like you said, you're a busy man, putting in the hours, but I definitely really appreciate this 1 hour to have with you, you know, to connect with you, you know, bringing it to life, to see you on YouTube and have you on this podcast is awesome. And I think a lot of people are going to be benefiting from this. And, you know, I'm going to be sharing it out there, putting it on the website everywhere, and, you know, try to bring some more visibility to the brand, you know, so people can hear that story. So it's not just them having a burger or your offers, but they can see what's behind it. I mean, there's a cause behind it, there's a grind behind it, there's a passion behind it. So, I mean, it definitely helps out.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you, man, for, you know, sharing your platform. And, you know, this is actually one of my first podcasts. I got a few coming up, so I'm not going to say this like practice, but, you know, I appreciate you, you know, putting this together for us so that we can spread the word. And like I said, advertising is everything. So, you know, we here. We both advertising each other. We making it work.
Yes, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. All right, well, that's the Nichols Mindset Podcast. So, stay tuned for our next episodes.